at 6:40 in the morning. Playhouse of the Morning is right here on 194, the number one hit music station. Care, don't care, love doctors, confess your crush, comfort and numbers all today on the show. First, I want to talk a little bit with Playhouse family member Becca, and I think it actually was Love Doctors a couple of days ago where we talked about a concept, and Becca's like, I'm actually in that same boat. And I disagree with you guys. What you're saying is okay and perfectly fine. I really don't want. Can you roll through it for us? Just kind of from start to finish there, Becca.
You know, I've been with my boyfriend for about a year now. And we're so in love. And I just have this feeling that he wants to propose to me. And I know Valentine's Day is coming up. And I'm just scared that, like, he might try to propose to me on Valentine's Day. And to me, that's a little... I don't know. It's a little awkward because, you know, how you go on Facebook and everything, Instagram, you see everyone, oh, my God, I got proposed to with my fiance, this and that. And it's really annoying. I don't want to be one of those cliche girls to get, you know, engaged on Valentine's Day.
Well, first and foremost, is this somebody you would like to be engaged to? Is this somebody you want to marry?
Yeah, I do. I really want to settle down with him, start a family. He's a great guy. Like, all the other guys that I dated in the past are complete bags, and I don't even know why I ever wasted my time on anyone.
Okay, and to clarify, if he were to ask you, like, today to marry him, you would say yes?
Yeah, I would, because we actually went to Macy's, and, you know, I love watches, so I went to go buy a Michael Kors watch, and he's like, oh, babe, you know, what size is your finger?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, why? My finger's fat. I don't know what size my finger is. And he was just like, oh, no, just asking. Like, come on. He just told on himself.
Okay, so in spite of you both obviously being very excited to be engaged and to get married, you still wouldn't like a Valentine's proposal.
Yeah, like, that's just like everyone from high school posting their baby pictures all over Facebook. Like, that's so not me at all.
Hmm. Well, I still argue that it's, you know, proposal's a proposal whatever day it's on, but let's say you're creeping up on Valentine's Day. And you are convinced that that is what your partner is going to do. But you know you don't want that for whatever reason. What do you do?
I think you could kind of tell them that. Like, if you've talked about getting engaged and you could say just like one of the things is, I really don't want it to be on a holiday. I kind of think those are like cheesy and tacky. I think you can say it. I've said if I ever get, when we get proposed, I said, could you make sure that my fingernails are painted?
So if he's ever
so
like,
they're not chipped.
You should this week, you know, before Saturday, like go get a manicure. Then you would know it's probably coming.
Maybe, yeah. I just don't want to have to take a picture and I have like chipped,
that
crusty fingernails.
Mm-hmm. But then you still want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, you still want it to be a surprise. But I think like, because then you're going to just remember like, Valentine's Day is the day he proposed. You're always going to remember that.
What does it matter? I'm so confused about what it matters.
The reason I feel like Valentine's Day matters is because it's a different thing. It should be two separate things. You're celebrating something else on Valentine's Day. You're celebrating your relationship, your love for each other. And then when you get engaged, you celebrate your future, what it's going to look like, you guys being together forever.
So can,
yeah, that's what you're,
what
saying,
does,
yeah,
she, mm-hmm, can,
well, no,
you, I think she should just let him do it?
Well, I don't know. No, I kind of like agree with you that I think that they need to be separate.
I think Valentine's Day is stupid and it's made by companies that sell crappy candy.
You sound just like every other guy.
And
who cares
it's
if
the
it's
truth.
Stupid?
And so why not make it something that's not stupid by, I don't know, say proposing?
I don't care about celebrating love 364 days of the year. There's just one day that
just
you
one
need to
day.
Celebrate it.
And that is true. Why do you guys hate on Valentine's Day so much?
It's a cop-up.
It's one day a year. Oh, it's made by Hallmark.
Hey. Oh, you hear that? Oh, it's your tiny violin playing. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's your tiny violin playing. Oh, and is that a river of your tears? Oh.
But that's what you guys do. You guys all say, oh, but honey, I love you 364 days a year. I celebrate our love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, can we have one day we get flowers for it?
And we actually celebrate it. And we
all
get
hear
drinks.
You playing the world's tiniest violin on each other's shoulders.
But you guys should also be guaranteed that there is one day a year where you will be having some fun time with your significant other.
Yeah, that's
in the bedroom.
What you should think about.
So think about it like that. It's a day where you both get what you want.
If you guys, if, as a gender, you've universally agreed to trade your naked bodies for a box of gas station candy, that says more about you than it says about
we
men.
Not
just
more
gas station
than candy.
Flowers, too.
Maybe jewelry. A nice dinner.
Oh, is this from Windman's? Let me take off my top. Wrong with you?
It depends on how are good of a Valentine's Day present you get.
Give us some chippers and you don't know what's happening.
A dozen roses. Oh, better just unzip my pants. I don't get it. So she's pretty sure she's getting the V-Day proposal, but she's not really all that about it. Is there anything she can do or does she just let it happen and just stop with the whole thing? 237, it's text 352-70.
You're listening to the Playhouse in the Morning.
It gets me going for the rest of the day. So wake
up. On Y94.
That's Becca, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, Zero, Jamie, Amy, Kay, good morning. Chat a little bit with Playhouse family member Becca, and well, she's all in a huff. Because as much as she loves her guy, as much as she does want to get engaged and married to the guy, eventually, she's getting indicators, she thinks, that he's planning, perhaps, a Valentine's Day proposal, and she doesn't want that. She thinks it's just cornball-y and doesn't want any part of it, and is wondering if there's a way to kind of, without bluntly calling him out on obviously making a proposal plan, say, I wouldn't really like that. Hello.
Okay, I think that ladies nowadays have become way too, I don't know, it's almost bougie. You know, we're expecting things to be just perfect. And, you know, on the Lorax for Dr. Seuss, it says a person's a person no matter how small. I think that a proposal's a proposal no matter when it falls.
Oh, my God. That honestly, you just blew my mind, and it was with Dr. Seuss. That's amazing.
Right? Dr. Seuss at 6:45. Bam.
Yeah, I like it. A proposal's a proposal no matter when it falls. It's still just him symbolizing that he loves you and wants to spend the rest of his life with you. If he doesn't on February 14th or February 15th, what does it really matter?
I mean, if she just thinks it's kind of cheesy, though.
Don't post the picture for a few days.
That is true. She could put off posting the picture, but I think she could just tell him. Like, they've had to talk about getting married.
Somebody did say the proposal is a day that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. I think about mine all the time. I'd make sure you have it on the day that you want. Don't be afraid to tell him. Somebody else had a really good idea. They said, if you don't want him to do it on Valentine's Day, why don't you plan your Valentine's Day and say, hey, honey, don't do anything on Valentine's Day because I have some surprises for you. So if you say that you're doing it, that might help, actually.
I don't know. I think he would just assume you're, like, planning dinner and all that. He could still bring the ring to the restaurant.
You could also, I think it's silly that this is even a conversation. And I think it's silly that you wouldn't want the engagement to happen on Valentine's Day. That being said, that can be fixed as easily as this. Within the next, 2 weeks, organically, at some point when you're together, be like, I'm Becca now, okay? Oh my God, do you know what I heard from my friend Tara? Oh my, do you know what she said? She says that she found out that her guy plans on proposing on Valentine's Day. Isn't that the most cheesy thing you ever heard? Who would propose on Valentine's Day? That is the stupidest thing I ever heard. Gross. Like, if you ever decide you want to propose to me, which I totally say yes, don't, please, for the love of God, don't do it on Valentine's Day. Thanks. That's all you have to do. In 20 seconds, you can prevent him from proposing on Valentine's Day.
I mean, I like your idea, but I wouldn't rip so hard on how it's so gross to propose on Valentine's Day. Who would do that? I think
that's
that
a terrible Becca impression.
But if he did
that,
that
would make him
really
feel bad.
But no, because you don't know he's proposing on Valentine's Day.
And it would make him
You're
not
doing
do
this
it.
On
I guess that's true.
The 27th of January. Oh my God, my friend Becca. Or no, you are Becca.
Yeah.
My friend Tara.
Just found out that this is what her boyfriend's going to do. That's so cheesy. Ugh. She's just trying so hard to make sure he doesn't do it and proposes any other day. I agree. That's cheesy. Like, and done. You've fixed it. You'll never know whether or not he was actually planning it, but I guarantee one thing. He's not going to propose on Valentine's Day if you seem so judgy as someone else.
That's true.
Then it has nothing to do with him.
Propose the day after.
Man, he can propose on January 15th at 12:01 in the morning. Hey, I waited till Valentine's Day was done. Happy February 15th.
Why doesn't he do it the day before Valentine's Day? And then on Valentine's Day, she could put the picture up and say, we got engaged yesterday.
See, that would actually good idea, doing it the day before. Someone did text in, first, I'm a woman and I agree that Valentine's Day is a scam for marketing. However, I think an engagement should be its own celebration and she should just bring it up as casually as he brought up her ring size.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, keep making such a huff about something like this, you just propose somebody else.
No, there's nothing wrong with her, like, making her opinion known that she doesn't want him to do it that day.
I think it's very easy to do in a roundabout way.
We're also, though, like, kind of her fault for just assuming that he's proposing on Valentine's Day, because what if he has the money now? He can finally afford the ring, and they happen to be at the mall together. So he wanted to just kind of get some ideas and look at rings, and it might not even happen.
Well, her main evidence was him saying, like, we should know your ring size. That doesn't mean he plans on proposing anytime soon. He could be proposing 6 months from now.
Or he could just be buying a ring.
What if he just gets
Valentine's Day?
Promise ring, and that's all that it is.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. You remember how the Joe Bros used to wear those purity rings? I'd like to bestow one upon you. For our pure, pure love.
Stop. And then she probably would wish she was getting engaged on Valentine's Day.
Pure, pure, sweet love. Yeah, I mean, you could have worse problems. You could. Honestly, I like the idea of just judging somebody else, even if you made up the person. He will not propose to you then on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If you do that, guaranteed. Love doctors, care, don't care, confess your crush, all on the way. It is 6:53 in the morning with Jay Sean. It's Down Playhouse, Y94. Baby, are you-